Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, Professor, when teaching our children about Islamic, activities or Islamic laws or rituals, morals, ethics, or anything, how important is it for parents to take care of age-appropriate material while they're teaching their children?
Yes, certainly. The age plays an important role in determining the ways of teaching and learning. So as we always have been saying that in the initial 7 years of the age of a child, it's an age where you learn by not learning in a formal way. You can't expect the child to sit in a classroom and environment and study things, but he or she should learn while playing. Allowing children to play and learn is a very important thing. That they learn things through experience. So if we, or by listening to things, or looking at things,
right,
by using their five senses, by using their sense perception, the more they get exposure to activities through their senses, their five senses, the more their inner learning will develop. Because the first level of learning starts with sense perception.
Right.
And the intellect becomes activated by bringing things from outside.
Right, because their brains are constantly developing and they are, have different cognitive and emotional and social abilities at different stages of development of their lives.
Exactly. So the initial stages, the more a child is able to engage through his senses, the five senses, the more he is able to play and sense things and learn things, that is the most appropriate way of doing it. So if you want you to learn about Islam and its the role models, then read stories to them.
Right.
Or take them to a place where there's a theater, there's a play going on, there's a film, there's even a cartoon or whatever, things which they can observe, they can see, or they can get engaged with.
Which are more tangible to them. Yeah.
So the things are tangible, they can understand and learn from experiencing them.
Right.
And that is something which requires some efforts
parents.
Understanding of the requirements of the age of the child and the learning that takes place at that time. So yes, certainly, the more we do, gradually when the child becomes older and his mental and cognitive characteristics and qualities, they get more, they progress and he or she is able to think over things.
Right.
And rationalize over things. And then you can present things in a more concrete way, in a more logical or rational way, in a more mathematical way or a more philosophical way. There you can talk about abstract things. When you talk about, for example, you say kindness.
Right.
It's an abstract idea.
Right.
A child, you say, you talk to a child of 7 years, six, 3 or 4 years, what does he understand through kindness?
Right.
But when you show examples and you carry out deeds of kindness and you show and set, tell him this is what kindness means,
right,
then he will realize. And gradually, when he sees so many examples, then his their concept of kindness will form in his mind.
Exactly.
And it will become an intellectual understanding.
Exactly.
At a later age. So therefore, even for many of us grown up people also, if their intellectual faculties have not been refined, so many concepts become, if they're intangible, if they're abstract things,
exactly,
we even can't realize and understand the true depth of the meaning.
Right. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. We'll be back in a while.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we are discussing how important is it to provide children with age-appropriate material while dealing with Islamic upbringing, while you're teaching them about Islam. Well, Professor, you know, you said that it's important to prevent your children from frustration or whatever overwhelms them, and that can be which arises when they are presented with materials that are too difficult for the current stage of development.
Yes, we are saying that the initial few years of one's life, or of the child's life, is a stage where he has to learn through experiencing things and using the five senses, sense perception. Then gradually his mental capabilities increase.
Okay.
Then his cognitive development becomes more, and he can remember things, or she can remember things, and she can understand things, apply them in their minds.
Now, this is a very important message for mothers who really, you know, sometimes take stress, or they are, you know, they get into depression while they find their child who is not, they really, you know, they start making this comparison that my child is less capable than the other child, rather than realizing on the fact that maybe they are providing that child with the, you know, with the material which is not his of his age.
Exactly. Just as it goes with food. If you give food to a child which is not
to
appropriate
infant,
for the
right.
age, he or she will not be able to digest it.
Right.
So the same goes with the knowledge that he or she is gaining from the environment. It has to be in such a way that it is in harmony with the stage of development,
exactly,
especially the cognitive development that is taking place, or the emotional development that is taking place.
Right.
So if you're forcing him or her to learn things by memorizing them and making them, forcing them to learn by memory, rote learning, that's not going to make them learn it.
Right.
So you need to, and that emotionally they shall become upset and you shall become upset. And as we know, there are different theories. There's this multiple intelligence theory of Gardner.
Okay.
So you have different aspects also. Some children are, some of them are good in linguistics, some are good in visuals, some are good in maybe mathematical and logical things, some are good in spatial issues, some are good in music,
right,
some are good in their, you know, movements and things which are
gymnastics.
So everything, everyone is not good at everything.
Exactly. Everyone is good at a particular thing.
Exactly. So we need to understand what our child is good at and what has developed in him or her, and to teach or make him learn according to that.
Right.
And so the intelligence development of the cognition and intelligence must go in hand in hand with the emotional development.
Right.
Because if you don't take care of his emotional development,
right,
then you will be creating a rift and a conflict within him,
right,
or her, and you will feel upset about it. So to be a parent, to be a guide, you need to learn about child upbringing. You need to understand the psychology of the child.
Right.
And our religion also emphasizes about this. We have so many hadiths that talk about these stages and telling us how to deal with the children in those stages.
Right.
So when we have this also famous hadith which says that first seven years he should be treated as a king, or she should be treated as a queen.
Right.
That does not mean that education stops. But education is informal.
Right.
It has to be done in an informal way,
right,
as I've mentioned.
True.
Formal education would begin at the second stage.
Right. Prof. So we'll discuss more with you after a short break. We'll be back in a while.
Ya muqiyal khayrat. Ya muqiyal khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who has a child must treat him in a childish manner."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Akavi, and we are discussing about the importance of providing children with age-appropriate material when it comes to Islamic upbringing. Yes, Professor, you were saying that it's important to, you know, take care of different dimensions while you're dealing with child, when you're providing the age-appropriate material.
Exactly. So we were saying that in the initial stages, you teach them to learn, maybe learn what shapes are, what colors are, what numbers are. You don't, but at a later stage, then you can put a book in front of them, and you can you can make that learning formal. You can make him or her study from a book, or nowadays e-books. Nowadays, maybe there are so many other ways of, you know, teaching them how to read things, and then they will correlate to the things which they read to what they've seen, to what they've heard. They can make a relationship between what they're reading and what is being given, taught to them in a book. Then they can very easily relate to things which are out there, which they have learned beforehand in a very joyful, exciting way.
Right.
And then they can make those things internalized. They can bring them home to their minds, and then they can visualize them, and then they can make concepts. Generalization of those concepts can be made later on. When you say shapes, then shapes is a very abstract thing.
Right.
Which, unless the child has understood what shapes are.
Right.
And touched things and understood that things have different shapes.
Right.
Until and unless that, he cannot visualize and conceptualize what a shape is.
What a shape is.
And then how is he supposed to, or she is supposed to learn mathematics when he's talking about shapes? Or maybe numbers, or when a child has learned how to, you know, point at things and say this is one thing, this is another thing, then he will or she will be able to learn about numbers.
Right. Professor, when it comes to Islamic content, when we are teaching Islamic things to our children, how important it is to take care of age-appropriate material over here?
When we're talking about these things, we're talking about what Islam wants.
Exactly.
Everything. This learning is a part of Islamic upbringing.
Right.
This general knowledge about the world is a part of Islamic upbringing.
True.
I mean, we should understand that whatever we're doing is for the sake of Islamic upbringing.
Exactly.
If we teach them these things, they can grow up to become...
Exactly. What I mean over here is that...
But when we talk about specific Islamic teaching...
A particular Islamic lecture. When I'm introducing a particular Islamic lecture to my child, should I take care of his age or not?
Yes, of course. There's still no doubt about it. Because when you're talking about, for example, beliefs about Islam, the Islamic beliefs, you can't expect a child to understand the logical, philosophical reasoning about those things.
Exactly.
That will come at a later date. But before he becomes an adult, before he becomes at the age of an adolescent, where he's supposed to accept
Research himself or contemplate on things.
Before that, he should be acquainted with what we believe.
Right.
He should become acquainted with the concept of God. He should be made to realize that we are always in the presence of God. There's something beyond us that is we consider to be our Lord, Allah Almighty, the Master. Later on, he will be able to make arguments and reasoning about Allah Almighty.
Exactly. So it's a step-by-step process. Acquaintance exactly. comes first, and then the complex issues about the beliefs and other things about Islam. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you?